Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is America with Rich Valdez, powered by Politiweek.com.
And Rich Valdez is with us, former Christie administration official.
You worked for Chris Christie, you've been in politics, done a lot of public service stuff.
Rich Valdez, columnist now with the Washington Times.
This is America.
Richie V, you're on the air with the nation. The nation.
This is America. With your host, Rich Valdez.
Trust but verify. Trust but verify. Famous quote from President Ronald Reagan. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to walk quietly but while still holding that big stick. I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. Now, Rudy Giuliani put out a tweet today and he said, I'm proud to be number one on the Biden vindictive government list. Sounds like the DOJ and anti-Trumpers can't wait for Biden to make the DOJ and the government secret police like they did under Obama. And we have seen that before. They want to seize my emails. No reason, no wrongdoing. Attorney client privilege? So that's the latest scoop. The deep state, those that hate the president, those that hate America, quite frankly, they're after America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Why? Because he's defending President Trump and vis-a-vis you and me, we the people, America, the American people. This bothers them. This gets to them. So they throw all sorts of smoke bombs to try and throw a little mud his way. One of the things that I saw a little while ago, this came out, I don't know, less than an hour ago, maybe an hour ago. Dominion Voting Systems employee sues Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, One America News, and Newsmax. Now, when you look at the headline, you say, wow, that's crazy. But how did we open up? Trust but verify. So this is a piece from Lauren Froon from the Daily Mail. It says, a Dominion Voting Systems employee is suing the Trump campaign, Rudy Giuliani et al., blah, 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 blah. Eric Kruner, director of product strategy for the company, filed a lawsuit in Denver, Colorado today. So let me ask you, is Denver one of those swing states? Nope. But that's where he is, because I guess that's where he is, and that's where he's doing it. And he says, today I filed a lawsuit in Colorado in an effort to unwind much of the damage as possible that's been done to my family, my life, my livelihood. And as a result, the numerous false public statements, blah, 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 violin, violin, cry, 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 cry me a river. Listen, who cares what this guy Kruner has to say? Coomer. I don't care what he has to say. Let him sue anybody he wants to. This seems chock full of frivolity, in my opinion. I think this guy's a joker. If Dominion wanted to sue them, they'd bring a case. This guy's bringing it because he's trying to grab a couple of headlines. And likely, he's a partisan hack, and he's trying to make a wave, a little smoke bomb, a little bit of a distraction to continue the smear against people that are doing the right thing. Hey, look over here while, you know, you're stealing something over there. This is child's play. I think they're in over their head, this guy Kruner, when it comes to the legal team that the president has. I really do. And again, I'm not making any bold predictions as to what will happen. I can only make bold statements as to what ought to happen, what should happen, what must happen, that we stand up for America, we stand up for the Constitution, for the rule of law, and defend election integrity. But first, I want to get into a couple of pieces of audio and a little bit about what's going on with Rudy Giuliani's quest to go into the voting machines. Of course, he's been out there banging the drum. Let us see the machines. Let us see the machines. They allowed him and Jenna Ellis to see a couple of machines. That opened up their appetite to say, hey, let's see some more. Now, I don't know what exactly they're looking for. It could just be the actual mechanics of the machine that show that the whole thing has to be run by software that can operate remotely. And maybe they'll make the case that these things are not supposed to be hooked up to the internet, but if they are, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I can't really speculate too far in advance of that because I don't know. A lot of people are saying, why on earth do you want to see the machine if it's already been wiped clean? Like good old Hillary Clinton, when she cleaned her server and destroyed her cell phones and poured bleach bit on the stuff. So I think that there's got to be more to it. I think that you could go to establishing a pattern or whatever. The point is what Giuliani said. What do you have to hide? If there's nothing to hide, show us the machine. If you think we're nuts and we're conspiracy theorists and it's baseless claims and there's no evidence, even though he comes one smoking gun after another. Hey, look at this video. Hey, look at this eyewitness. Hey, look at this. And oh, no, no, no. Each and every one of those people doesn't matter. They don't exist. They've been debunked. The whole thing's debunked. Fake, phony, fraud, just like Hunter Biden. Now, the president has repeatedly criticized federal law enforcement for not being aggressive enough when it comes to looking at election fraud. In particular, the head of our federal law enforcement, the Attorney General of the United States. Now, Attorney General Barr, and if I'm wrong on this, correct me, but I believe it was yesterday, was commemorating the anniversary of the Lockerbie, Scotland, Pan Am jetliner that went down. I think it was Pan Am Flight 103, but I could be wrong. The Attorney General had some comments that he made with respect to election fraud. And he was very candid while taking other questions from reporters about other topics that he does believe that there was fraud and that fraud exists in every election. But he was clarifying, doubling down, saying he didn't believe that it was this pervasive, widespread fraud that we keep hearing about, that we keep hearing regurgitated in the media. I want you to listen to what he said. Check this out.
I've already commented on fraud. Let me just say that, you know, there are fraud in, unfortunately, in most elections. I think we're too tolerant of it, and I'm sure there was fraud in this election.
I'm pretty sure there was fraud in this election, too. It's something that Attorney General Barr and I agree on. It's clear that there was fraud in this election, and even the Attorney General is acknowledging it. The question is, what does it raise to the challenge that was described by Peter Navarro and so many others when they talk about how they've done this? And that does remain to be seen. I would say, to me, it looks evidently clear. But the jury's out, and that's why we have guys on the job like America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Now, Dominion is trying to obfuscate their responsibility. The guy shows up in Capitol Hill, the CEO. He says, we didn't do anything wrong. Nothing bad is happening. Meanwhile, on the other side of Capitol Hill, you've got lawmakers all over the country that are being put under pressure. Some are doing it on their own, saying, you know what? We've got the president's back. We're going to bring it on January 6th. And others saying, well, we don't know. And they're vacillating and pussyfooting around while their constituents are going buck wild on the phone and on the email. Keep it locked right there. When we come back, I'm going to get into something a little bit different. I don't want you to miss it. You're listening to This Is America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is America.
Welcome back. I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. And we know that there's so much going on and there's information coming out every day that's changing the playing field. Lots of things happening. President Trump, when he called into Rudy's show on Sunday, talked about the importance of being able to examine the machines. And I want to give you our phone number so you can join the conversation, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. And I want you to hear this clip from President Trump about examining the machines. Check this out.
How about letting us examine the machines in six cities, six counties? We'll examine them in open, in public, and let's see who won.
Right. The machines, number one, and every machine we've looked at, you know what the results there have been. But the machines and also the signature verifications.
Yes.
Let us see the signatures in Fulton County in Georgia and a couple of other places. Let us see the signatures. You'll find that hundreds of thousands of signatures either don't exist or were fraudulently written. And no matter where you look, I mean, no matter where you look, you're going to find it. But we're trying to work. It's a very difficult thing because of the governor and the secretary of state. But I think they are now to on Monday, they're starting signature counts, but they're not starting them. Signature verifications, but they're not starting them in the right location. They're starting them in areas which are not very troubled. And we'll still find a lot, even in those areas, but they should let us do signature counts in the proper locations. And you will see hundreds of thousands of fraudulent signatures or signatures that don't even exist.
Whole lot of fraud going on. As of today, it seems that they may have come up with an agreement. I'm not sure if it's true or false. Got to still vet this out, that Georgia may be onto something with a more credible signature verification. But this is happening, you know, not just in Atlanta, not just in Detroit, but all over the place. Wayne County, Michigan, all sorts of fraud. One of my colleagues, Brandon Bryce, he's told me about dead people voting in Michigan for as long as he's been observing politics for the last 15 or 20 years. So this is nothing new, but now we're seeing it at a exponential level, which is really the problem, right? It's not that all fraud, it's kind of like what Attorney General Barr said, that there's fraud in every election, but here we're seeing it like fraud on steroids. So I just got wind in my ear, a little birdie just told me, that the chairwoman of the GOP in Wayne County, Michigan is actually on the line. She's going to give us a update on what's going on in Wayne County, Michigan. Cheryl Constantino, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. So give us the scoop. What's going on in Wayne County?
Well, there's a lot going on. Most recently, those of us who filed lawsuits or anything, the Democrats are coming after us, mostly Republican women. They're bullying us, badgering us, threatening us, doing things to our vehicles. They're coming after one of our people's daughter, things like that. The bullying is out of control.
Wow. You're saying they're looking at, trying to come at you personally.
Yes, definitely. But we're staying strong and we're teaming up and we're not letting them get to us. In fact, I think it's strengthening our resolve.
Yeah.
So I think this is making us stronger.
What can you tell us about the push that the president was just talking about and Mayor Giuliani was talking about with wanting to actually examine machines?
Oh, I agree 100%. We had an incident. I volunteered from 10 p.m. election night till 5:30 a.m. the next morning. And that was the fateful night where all the ballots came in at 4 a.m. and all kinds of crazy things happened. But one of the crazy things that happened was one of the Dominion machines, 50 ballots went in, and it registered 500 votes. Fortunately, the Dominion rep was there and corrected it on the spot. But what would have happened if somebody wasn't there?
Right. And how many times did that happen? That's the real question. So what is the next step for you all?
We only know of the one, but it could have happened anytime, anywhere. And if somebody wasn't watching it, it could have gone through.
How do you move forward from here?
I think we just need to stick with it. We need to stay on them. These machines have 1980s technology, and we need to just abandon this form of voting altogether. I mean, going back and filling in little bubbles is stuff we used to do in high school and in college. And these days, our technology is so much better. We should be able to move forward and have cybersecurity specialists come up with something that couldn't go sideways in so many different directions.
Now, Madam Chairwoman, tell us quickly, if you can, what is going on with the dueling sets of electors? I know that you have some Republican electors that have cast their procedural vote for the Electoral College for President Trump.
Yes, there is a group of electors that that are doing what they feel is right, and more power to them.
All right. Well, thank you for joining the program.
I don't know that I'm well-versed enough, except that I knew about it. Everybody was talking about it, and it was actually planned ahead of time. So there was a lot of people that were talking about it ahead of time, and I'm really, really glad that some of them stuck it out.
Well, I thank you for giving us that update. We appreciate hearing from you, everybody. That's Cheryl Constantino, chairwoman from the GOP in Wayne County, Michigan. Thanks again. You're hearing it from the people that are on the ground. There's so much that is happening, so much that's going into this and going out of it. So many lawyers that are putting their reputation on the line, putting their career in many situations because this may taint them forever. But they're willing to do it because that's what's right. And I think
chairwoman was right when she said, you know what? We need to get better technology because voting is something that's incredibly important. And if we don't focus on the importance of voting, we kind of reject the sacrifice of so many people that made it possible for us to vote, to have those liberties. You're listening to This Is America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is America.
Mr. President, how are you?
Well, thank you very much. And I call in to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. And as you know, Rudy and his team and myself and a lot of other people, and frankly, millions of people all over the country, we have uncovered a voter fraud, the greatest voter fraud in history. It's the most corrupt election this country has ever had, by far. And I think it's great that you not only work on it, because Rudy's invaluable, but not only work on it, and we've already found the answers. Now we have to get the support from some politicians. Other than that, we have it made. I think we've come a long way in a very short period of time.
I think we've come a long way in a very short period of time is a good way of putting it, because this is a lot of work. I mean, to literally take on an entire system of corruption that's been at work doing what they do to rob, steal, cheat. This is what they do, and they've been doing it for quite a while. And Trump has figured out how to beat them, or at least fight them at their game every step of the way. Everybody else is saying things like, what do we do? He's doing it. He's the example. He's clear as day. Every day, I think he leaves an example of what we need to do in however way we can do it. And if you can't figure that out, then keep looking. Because a lot of people tell me, oh, that's easy to say. He's a billionaire. He can walk away. He already went there rich and powerful. He doesn't need Washington. Correct. And if we're not rich and powerful, then there's other things we can do. I'm not rich and powerful. But I do what I can do, and whenever I can do more, I'm going to try and do more. And that's what we all need to do, because America is not going to just sit here and stay free just because. We got to work at this. And this is, you know, I'm paraphrasing Reagan. He said, we got to work at this because we're never more than one generation away from tyranny, from losing our liberty. And to me, that's the most critical point. I want to invite you to the program. There's only minutes left to go, and I want to get to as many calls as I can. Let's go to Jason in Elgin, Illinois. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I think it's ridiculous that they're calling this a stimulus package. I think we Americans have, for way too long, fallen for this distraction. I call it a distraction to where the money's really going. And to even get us involved by paying us, I think, is just we've fallen for this bad card trick, like, look over here. And it's just ridiculous we don't have the freedoms to go about and take precautions and accept the risks and open the economy, get it going. There's no such thing
as
a package. It's just ridiculous. So I think we have to support Trump because he's the only one that seems to be on the radar that's willing to represent us as a people.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. Well said. Nothing to add there. I'm with you 100%. Let's go to Arnold in Brooklyn, New York. What's on your mind, Arnold? Quickly.
Good evening. No disrespect to the lady from Michigan, but these remarks are inspired by Bernie Kerik. As a political organization throughout the country, the Republican Party shows core incompetence. They had 650 lawyers supposedly lined up for election night. 15 of them should have been in Michigan by average, and they should have had people in Wayne County who were awake to take calls all night. As soon as the observers were kicked out, they should have had a number to call, and that guy should have been on the phone to a judge that was lined
up.
Well,
I think the ire is ill-placed there. Everything you're suggesting was actually happening. That's pretty much standard practice with every presidential election, and here they even beefed it up a little extra because they knew that Biden was pursuing a legal strategy where he had hired 500 lawyers.
So you're saying that the Republicans...
That's just what you're saying actually happened. You just don't have the facts, but it's definitely...
In other words, they got
there
rich
were lots
that
of lawyers
same night,
dispatched to lots of places, and this is why they're continuing to fight. Jimmy in Brooklyn, okay. We got a minute left.
Yeah, some people don't believe we could have a major election fraud. It would never happen, could never happen. We just lived through 4 years of a Russian collusion hoax. You had the entire media, the Democrats, U.S. intelligence, foreign enemy countries, all working with a major Russian collusion hoax. And then those same people do an election fraud hoax, and they same people that told us that Trump colluded with Russia now say this election was fair. We just lived through a major hoax, a fake Russian collusion, right?
Yeah.
And now we can't believe that we have a fake Russian collusion. Now we have a fake election. We have election fraud.
100% right, Jimmy. I think you hit the nail on the head each and every time. That's why I love it when you call the program. This is it. We've got fraud on our hands. We've got to prove it. We've got to stand up. We've got to put pressure on our members of Congress. We have to fight like we've never fought before. I am Rich Valdez at Rich Valdez on Twitter.
This is America.
This is America.